Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. House Democrats plan to introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump as soon as Monday because of the deadly riot at the Capitol by Trump supporters. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries of New York says Trump must be removed from office.
He should be impeached, convicted, and thrown out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and forever banished to the dustbin of history.
A vote in the House could be possible by Wednesday, one week before President-elect Biden's inauguration. The Senate would then have to vote to convict. The mob had marched on the Capitol after a rally at which Trump repeated false claims that the election was stolen from him, and he urged his followers to go to the Capitol where lawmakers were certifying Biden's win. Five people died, including a Capitol Hill police officer. Apple has joined Google in removing the social networking platform Parler from app stores, citing posts inciting violence. Now Amazon is booting Parler from its web hosting service. Parler is popular with conservatives because it's not moderated. President-elect Joe Biden says he intends to nominate Governor Gina Raimondo of Rhode Island to lead the U.S. Commerce Department. NPR's Hansi Luong reports.
Governor Gina Raimondo says she's ready to support President-elect Joe Biden's agenda.
It's a vision for rebuilding American manufacturing and bringing back jobs to America from overseas.
In her first speech since being named Biden's pick for Commerce Secretary, Raimondo made no mention of the census, which is likely to be one of the top issues she would have to tackle first. Census results have been delayed because of the pandemic and the Trump administration's schedule changes. Raimondo could play a role in the certification process for numbers that determine representation in Congress and the Electoral College for the next decade. Hansi Luong, NPR News, New York.
In Texas, demand for the COVID vaccine is high as some cities began mass vaccination campaigns. The city of San Antonio filled 9,000 appointments for next week in about 5 minutes Saturday morning. Texas Public Radio's Joey Palacios reports.
San Antonio Metro Health will distribute 1,500 doses of the vaccine per day at the Alamo Dome starting Monday. More than half of the county's 2 million residents meet eligibility requirements of being healthcare workers over the age of 65 or under 65 with chronic conditions. Vaccine has been scarce, but San Antonio's assistant city manager, Dr. Colleen Bridger, says more is on the way.
We're expecting weekly shipments to Bexar County around 20 to 25,000 doses that will be divvied up across various providers.
Users reported difficulty accessing the city's website to register. Appointments will be added as more vaccine arrives. For NPR News, I'm Joy Palacios in San Antonio.
This is NPR News. New York says three more cases of the more contagious strain of the coronavirus have been detected in the state. This brings the total estimated number of UK variants in the U.S. to 55. From member station WSHU, Charles Lane has more.
Two of the new faster-spreading strains of the virus were found in Saratoga and are related to the first case that was found earlier this week. But the other new case was discovered 200 miles away on Long Island. Governor Andrew Cuomo says this brings the state's total to four.
And we believe that it is more widespread than that number would suggest.
Testing for the new variant is still limited compared to overall testing. New York tested almost 2 million people this week. Only 400 of those tests were for the UK strain. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane in New York.
Health officials in China are reporting a growing COVID-19 outbreak south of Beijing. They say 69 new cases were confirmed in the latest 24-hour period, more than double the new cases reported the previous day. Divers have recovered debris in the Java Sea off the coast of Indonesia, which may be part of a plane that disappeared from radar Saturday. They've also detected signals, which could be from a flight recorder. The Boeing jet had just taken off from Jakarta on a domestic flight when it lost contact with an air traffic control. There were 62 people on board. This is the first major plane crash in Indonesia since the Boeing jet went down in 2018, killing all 189 passengers and crew. This is NPR.